Proverbs chapter 18. Through desire a man, having separated himself, seeks and intermeddles with all wisdom. A fool has no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. When the wicked comes, then comes also contempt, and with ignominy reproach. The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook. It is not good to accept the person of the wicked, to overthrow the righteous in judgment. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calls for strokes. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. The words of a talebearer are as wounds. They go down into the innermost parts of the belly. He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is safe. The rich man's wealth is his strong city, and as a high wall in his own conceit. Before destruction, the heart of a man is haughty, and before honor is humility. He that answers a matter before he hears it, it is folly and shame unto him. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? The heart of the prudent gets knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. He that is first in his own cause seems just, but his neighbor comes and searches him. The lot causes contentions to cease and parts between the mighty. A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Whoso finds a wife finds a good thing, and obtains favor of the Lord. The poor uses entreaties, but the rich answer roughly. A man that has friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother.